I'd like to start with a little theory tonight because I think I have a slightly different emphasis on understanding animus. And so I'd like to try and tell you what that is and then answer any questions that you have about it. And we can discuss it a little bit. Briefly, I think it's very important to recognize that the animus is a name for an experience that what is general and eternal about animus is its function in psyche, not its content. In other words, the qualities that we traditionally associate with masculinity and therefore with animus are not everywhere and always the same. There are, of course, archetypal images of the masculine which express those more commonly held ideas about what the masculine is. Logos, for instance. There's Apollo. But for every archetypal masculine image expressing certain qualities, if we look around in the literature and don't confine ourselves to current understandings or to a single mythology, we will find a feminine archetypal image expressing the same quality. Am I making myself clear here? For instance, we're accustomed to associate earth with the feminine and sky with masculine. But there are earth gods and sky goddesses. We're accustomed to associate Eros with the feminine and Logos with the masculine. This is one of the more one of the older ideas in Jungian thought. But there are goddesses of the word, and there are gods of love. In fact, Hillman makes a pretty persuasive case for Eros being masculine. The only problem with it, with his argument, is that he just reverses the situation. What I'm suggesting is that there is nothing inherently masculine about Logos or about sky, about war. There are goddesses of war, and not just Athena, who is the father's daughter, but goddesses in their own right of war. Inanna, for instance, celebrates her warlike qualities in a hymn in which she says, I, a warrior, am I. Is there any god who can stand against me?